At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Welcome into the big podcast, everyone. This is the Investing in Real Estate show on this Motivation Monday. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving if you were in the United States. And hey, I hope you had a great weekend if you were in other parts of the world not celebrating that holiday. I know sometimes as Americans, we can kind of push our holidays on everyone. So not everyone celebrates it. And I know we have listeners all over the world. I hear from you in Australia. I hear from you in South Africa. In fact, I met a South African listener the other day. So nice to meet you, John. Thank you so much for coming up and saying hi. So great to meet you. So we have listeners all over the world. But anyway, I'm sorry to keep going on about that, but I do hope you had a wonderful time with your family and you got to kick back a little bit. And I hope you took me up on my liability challenge and you didn't spend too much money on liabilities this Black Friday or this, Prime Monday, which I guess is today, Cyber Monday. So please just be smart about it. All right. Enough of that. So on today's show, I want to talk about growing. You know, I have to say I did a recent episode on growth and wow, did it really resonate with a lot of you? I heard from a lot of you who left me some really kind comments that this episode that we did really resonated with you and how to make sure that you're not growing just for the sake of growing. And look, this is the time of year when we start to really think about, you know, how is my next year going to look? How is 2020 and beyond going to look for us? And this is a show, obviously, where we teach you how to buy performing assets. So my goal for you is to be able to get things in alignment. So you're not buying liabilities, that you're buying performing assets that are putting money in your pocket every month, that you're able to offset some of your monthly income from your day job if you still work a day job, how you are able to depreciate that asset on your taxes and to take full advantage of the tax code. That's the whole point of the show, right? Buy and hold real estate. But when you are thinking about growing next year for your business, for your personal portfolio, I want it to be in alignment with your why. So we had a team meeting, a manager's meeting at Morris Invest, my company, just a short time ago. And I love our company and I love our team and I love all of our managers on the team. Just such great partnership and great kindness, great love. And one of the things we all agreed about was next year, we're looking at between a 10 and 15% growth for our company, right? So then we map out, okay, how many properties are we as a team going to build from the ground up? How much land are we going to buy? All of those things, right? How many new clients will we want to take on? How many people will we have to maybe turn away because we don't have enough product to provide for them, you know? And all of those things have to come in play. We had to look at some hard data, some hard numbers, and we saw a really nice growth in 2019. And we are projecting between a 10 and 15% growth next year. And that's fantastic. And we are very proud of what we've built over the past few years. We had quite a bit of a setback a couple of years ago, and we've grown tremendously as a company as a result of that. So that's been really, really positive. But we all agreed around one thing, which is that we only want to grow if it serves our customer the right way. And that, you know, we believe we have one of the best customer service teams in the country for what we do, hands-on from top to bottom. And fully customizable for our customers. And so we wanted to make sure that that does not get compromised, right? Because we have grown tremendously as a company and learned amazing things over the past few years, we don't ever want that to be compromised, ever. And so if growth means that something has to suffer because you want to grow, then that's a reason to slam on the brakes immediately. So many people You know, I heard somebody recently I was at a conference and someone said, I just want to make millions. And I just sort of looked over. I was like, really, am I hearing this? And he just blindly threw out a number. And when we all sort of questioned like, why that number? He didn't really have a good answer. He just knew he wanted to make a lot of money, right? He just wanted to be greedy. Just wanted to make a lot of money is what it came down to. He didn't have a good answer for it. Well, that's no way to build a business. That's no way to focus on growth. That's not rooted in anything. That's not rooted in any hard numbers. So you know, our freedom cheat sheet that we give away is rooted in this very idea. And you can download it for free. Many tens of thousands of you already have. But it's totally free if you just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. And one of the things that we say in the cheat sheet is very simple. Most people, you know, throw out an arbitrary number for what they think they want to achieve and want to bring into their family. I just want to be a millionaire. I just want this. I just want that. But they have no frame of reference. They've not done the hard math and numbers to know that, look, you know what? Maybe your family only needs an additional $2,000 a month in order to be financially free. Do you need to be a millionaire? Do you need millions of dollars and just keep growing and growing and growing and gobbling up and gobbling up and gobbling up? No, you don't. You may just need to grow a little bit. Or you might not need to grow that much at all. Now, I know there are gurus online who all of a sudden always want to push all this sort of motivation stuff. And they always want to say you should always be growing at exponential rates. You should just be going crazy on steroids. Never stop. Never stop. Go on steroids and grow, 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 grow. But for what? I think what resonated most about the episode we did recently in my interview episode that we did with Middleton, with Brandon Middleton, is because we really struck a chord with this idea, like, why are you growing? For growth's sake? No one has a gun to your head telling you you have to grow. And so when our team got together and looked at where we wanted to grow, we wanted to be able to, you know, because right now we had a bit of a waiting list for people this year, waiting for properties. And we wanted to be able to say, okay, we want to help these people. The whole reason we're in business is to be able to help these people build wealth, right? So if we have too long of a waiting list to get, you know, a new construction property or otherwise, well, can we do better and grow a little bit in order to serve those additional people who want to build wealth? Now, do we want to grow 50%? And then what would suffer? We wouldn't be able to service the individuals and on a customer service basis that way. If you grow too quickly, right? If you grow too quickly, those are the problems you have. But on your personal portfolio, you know, many of you may not have a business, right? But you may be investing in real estate. And I'll talk to real estate investors when I meet them, when I'm giving speeches. Recently did a speaking engagement where, you know, I had an investor come up to me and say, you know, I want to buy 10 properties next year. And I said, that's great, but why? I said, well, you know, it seemed like a good number. Like, okay, but what if you, do you really need to buy 10 next year? Maybe just two. And then two the following year, right? Maybe that'll get you where you need to be. Do you need to really, is 10 your number, really? What's that rooted in? Is it rooted in greed or is it rooted in something deeper? And that's what I want you to do, is just go a little deeper with your thoughts on growth. So I wanted to share a little behind the scenes of what we're looking at for growth next year. And it's pretty conservative. We really wanted to keep that number conservative. Now, if as a result we grow a little bit more than that, then that's great. But our goal is to keep it small. Our goal is to keep it streamlined so that we can really be a great company. And I look at that for everything that I do. You have to have patience. Please, people, just have some patience. I know we live in this digital era and Amazon Prime and everything else, right? On Cyber Monday, where you can order something and it's here tonight. Literally, you can order stuff on Amazon and it comes the same day if you live in certain cities, right? It's ridiculous. So we expect immediate responses to things. That's why all these companies have now built chat robots into their companies, you know? So you're on their website and you're like, I want an immediate answer, so I'm going to click the chat button. There's nothing wrong with that. right? But I mean, look, just take it slow, patience, and be intentional with your growth and where you want to go with your life, because it's not, you know, money's not the answer to everything. Okay, folks, to be smart with your numbers. And go ahead and download that cheat sheet if you haven't already. I think it'll be helpful for a lot of you as you get ready for the new year to think about where you are with your family's finances and expenses and then plan for your future growth. So again, you can hit up our website, morrisinvest.com/freedom, and the link will be in the show notes. Thank you all so much for sharing this podcast. And because you've shared the podcast, we are now ranked in one of the top business podcasts in the world. So thank you for that. Thank you for your kind 5-star reviews. I really appreciate that as well. Thank you so much, so much, so much. We've seen tens of thousands of new subscribers in the past 2.5 to 3 months. So I have so much thanks for that and so much gratitude for all of you who've listened and discovered the show recently. Well, we'll be back on Wednesday with another episode, everyone, of the Investing in Real Estate show. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, but do it intentionally and be intentional about your portfolio growth. We'll see you next time.